at every full moon night. I fight against myself, and I just don't know why. I wonder what it is that makes me feel alright. I'm waiting for the one who's gonna make my life. Don't wake me up, don't let me go. So I need, all I see is you. Don't wake me up, don't let me go. So I ever dream about.
And welcome to Live from the Cornfield, Episode 4. It is the Mod Sock Puppet Shugo on your MP3 player or listening device, whichever you decided to choose. And opening up there is DJ Shah with a track called Don't Wake Me Up. And we'll be leaving the show in the capable hands of Mark Pledger and a track called Supernal. What is up, everybody, on the ATS population? It is Thursday. As some of you know, this is our new official day for both the Live from the Cornfield episodes and Dad's Mix. Dad's Mix episode 4 will be airing tonight at a special time. That'll be at 6 o'clock Eastern time, just so you guys know. And this is also going to be a shortened podcast this week because we've got a special edition of episode 3 that we have to work on in just a matter of about an hour. So let's get cracking into the contents of this podcast, shall we? First of all, I'll go ahead and take care of making the announcement about this. We have our website is now up and available for you to browse and take a look at. It is datspn.otakuscion.com. If you want to get to that site, it might just be easier for you to click the link in either my or Carrot's signature. It's the Dats Podcast Network, and you can write down the URL or even favorite it if you want. And there you can find a whole bunch of cool stuff like what's going to be on the podcast, who's going to be on the podcast, and listen to archives of the show. There's music that we have had on the show, guests, as well as the hosts, information about the hosts, the commoners, and even some fun stuff on there. So you'll want to take a look at that. Also want to point out, we have Spencer Tracy, who will be joining us on the show next week. And we have Dave Rabbit, who will be joining us the first week in December. So we want to thank them. And Dave Rabbit, of course, being kind of a natural, we think he's going to be on the show. He's also on Dad's Mix Episode 3. And that was quite a wild ride for us, I know. And so keep an eye out for Dad's Mix Episode 3, 5, and 7. Because those are going to be the good ones that we got so far. And also while you're there, you might want to check out the Music Corner this week, featuring the wonderful sounds of Sonny Lax and his new single Mike, which is being released on Perceptive Recordings. You can find this on the Music Corner, and each week there will be a different track there, and you'll be able to buy them too if you want them. There's links that go out to the artist page or locations where you can buy the artist albums and whatnot, and you can do that all from the Dads Podcast Network website. So make sure that you check that out. That's datspn.otakuscion.com. Anyway, we're going to move right along now into the actual contents of this podcast. Some of you are wondering about what's going on with the fourth line in my signature that is talking about Carrot, and it is happening actually tonight. There is something going on in special edition of Dad's Mix Episode 3. I will leave that up to her to disclose, but if you've seen her avatar today and you've seen my signature, I think it'll be kind of apparent. So we'll leave it at that. Anyway, also that something that we want to bring up is we are still doing the Find the Vote contest on AboveTopSecret.com. This is a Live from the Cornfield contest that we are doing. The goal is that you need to be able to find... it's only right now, it's only in my signature. There's a rotation system that is in my signature in place for images. And there are hundreds and hundreds of images in that signature. But there is only one image that says Vote Purple on it. If you can find Vote Purple, you get a one-night expenses paid at DATS, and you also go into a drawing to win a free MP3 single from CDJShop.com, and that's legal music right there. So if you like some music from the show, definitely do an entry, because, we're giving away the free music there. So the rules are simple. You find the image, take a screen cap, and make sure that you upload it to WebSpace. You can crop it or downsize it or do whatever you want with it. Just make sure that you can see the post and the signature. And send me that along with the date and the thread that you've seen it in. Make note that I'll be the only one that will have this in their signature, so it'll have to be one of my threads. I know that's just terrible of me, isn't it? But if you can find it, you'll go into you'll get a drawing, and if your name gets drawn, you will win. Simple, huh? Anyway, now we're going to move on to the only, I think it'll be the only serious piece of information that we pass along in this podcast. Again, we are keeping the podcast short today. It'll be an extended podcast next week. This week, the big thing is that we're losing our respect for the ATS staff again. I know you guys are sick and tired of hearing me rant about it, but there's a certain level of respect that just does not seem to be, nobody seems to get. Also, one other thing that I wanted to rant about is that some of you need to learn how to, well, let's just say some of you need to learn when a sentence needs to stop, and some of you guys need to learn how to capitalize. We had a thread in the Board Business and Questions last night that was about 20 lines, all run on, and most of it was lowercase, and it was in one paragraph, 20 to 30 lines, twice. So that was pretty bad, to say the least. And something else for our United States ATSers is that we really need to have your heads examined. Really bad. Really, really bad. Because we haven't even sworn the guy into office and everybody's already bashing Obama. And while I did not vote for Obama, I think that it's quite unfair for everybody to be taking shots at him already when he hasn't even done anything yet. That's one problem with being a president of the United States, is that for some reason everybody seems to think that they have to come after you. And, just guys, lay off it. You know, he might have looked uptight in his press conference, and he did. But, have you ever had an off day? And I know Spencer's going to laugh at me when and if he hears that, because he was making jokes all day about that. But anyway, let's see if we can move past the politics and actually get into some wholesome conspiracy discussion, because, well, that's originally what ATS was all about. So, let's go back to basics. And a shout-out goes to Oz Weatherman, who is assisting me in the Aurora Research Project as of yesterday. We'll be making it so that you can no longer use the contrails to identify if there's been a hypersonic flight near you or not. So that's another contrail mystery that's been busted by the Oz. And if you see him around ATS, give him a shout. If you've got a weather question, ask him, because he is the all-knowing weather person out there. Shout-outs also go out this week to What You Know for helping us on the Dats Mix with the intros and the outros, and they Also go out to some of the Big Dad's crew, Viking Ant, Gimme Football 400, C.A. Orit, Rush, Zameless. Trying to make sure that I didn't forget anybody. I would talk about the ego-stroking pug people, but, well, they've threatened to, let's just say they've threatened to be evil today, so we're going to keep them on wraps. At any rate, also going to do a quick wrap-up thing here. If you would like to be in the Dats Mix, you need to visit Carrot's Thread member podcast, Sesh, which is short, I'm sure, for session, and post up, and make sure that you've got Skype and whatnot, and we'll make sure that you are included in the next podcast series. I know that there are some people who are just like, oh, well, the first one, hoo-hoo. That's right, the first one is up, by the way. And the first one didn't turn out quite like what we wanted. But, you know what, it works for now. The future podcasts, 2 and 3, they are all brilliantly made. And, of course, we have a lovely, lovely lady working on them. And she is so smart and intelligent. And if you ever see Carrot around the board, give her a hug for me. Just don't make it too long. Anyway, that's going to be all from the cornfield this week. It's, as said, shortened episode this week because we've got a lot of things to cover today. Next week will actually be an extended show, and it'll be posted actually on Tuesday, not Thursday. So, live from the cornfield, we're going to hand it over into the very capable hands of Mr. Mark Pledger, Matt Hardwick. Oh boy. We'll hand it over to Matt Hardwick and his new track, Supernal. And this is the Mod Sock Puppet live from the cornfield on a cold and dreary Iowa day. Signing out.
This is Dave Rabbit. Hi, Zameless. You know, after a hard day in the studio driving my partner, Johnny Anonymous, absolutely crazy and nuts, I enjoy going over to BelowsHopSecret.com and just having a relaxing chat with all my friends there at DATS. Looking good, Carrot? Located in the general chit-chat forum, simply go to the DATS thread and you have found a great place just to relax, chat, and have some fun with some great folks at AboveTopSecret.com. What's up, Rush? You can even participate in their podcast, which I've done, and it's a ton of fun. Hey, Skeptic One, so come on by. I'll save you a chair right next to me. Give me five, Shugo. DATS, where everybody knows your name. BelowTopSecret.com.